You're listening to ATIS on Radio Hangar, I'm Tower. And today we're leading with a story that every pilot, whether you're flying a Cessna 172 or an Airbus A320, should be paying attention to. Because when two major airlines start fighting in court over whose safety culture is more broken, the rest of us need to understand what that actually means. Here's the background. Frontier Airlines has now filed a second lawsuit against American Airlines, and the language in this one is sharp. We're not talking about a minor fender bender on a taxiway. Frontier is using the phrase systemic lapses to describe what they say is a pattern of safety culture failures at American. That's a serious accusation. And it's coming not from some outside watchdog group. It's coming from another airline that operates on the same ramps, the same taxiways, and under the same set of federal regulations. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight, from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So let's get into what's actually happening here and why it matters beyond the courtroom. This second lawsuit stems from a collision incident involving Frontier and American aircraft. Now, the first lawsuit was one thing. You can chalk a single event up to human error. A bad day, a miscommunication. It happens. But when Frontier comes back a second time and specifically targets what they call a systemic problem, that changes the conversation entirely. The word systemic is doing a lot of heavy lifting in that complaint. It means Frontier isn't just saying one crew member or one ground handler made a mistake. They're alleging that the organizational framework at American, the training, the oversight, the culture from the top down created the conditions for these incidents to happen, and more importantly, to happen more than once. Here's what you need to know as a general aviation pilot. When we talk about safety culture, we're really talking about how seriously an organization takes the gap between written procedures and actual behavior on the line. Every airline has a safety manual. Every airline has standard operating procedures. The question is whether those procedures are living, breathing parts of daily operations or whether they're binders collecting dust in a crew room somewhere. The headline doesn't tell the whole story. This legal battle is intensifying at a time when the broader aviation industry is already under a microscope. We've had a string of high-profile runway incursions over the past couple of years. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, has been holding safety summits. The National Transportation Safety Board has been issuing recommendations, and now you've got one airline publicly accusing another of having a safety culture problem serious enough to warrant the word systemic in a legal filing. For those of you who fly into busy Class Bravo or Class Charlie airports, this connects directly to your world. When you're number three for the runway at Dallas-Fort Worth or you're taxiing at Phoenix, you're sharing pavement with these carriers. The professionalism and discipline of their ground operations affects your safety too. A regional jet that blows through a hold short line doesn't care whether the airplane it hits is a 737 or a Bonanza. Now, I want to be fair here. American Airlines has not admitted to any systemic safety failures. Lawsuits are adversarial by nature. Frontier's attorneys are going to use the strongest language they can to build their case. That's how litigation works. So, we should be careful not to treat legal allegations as established fact. But here's the thing that's worth paying attention to. The FAA's own data on runway incursions and surface incidents has been trending in a direction that concerns a lot of safety professionals. We saw the FAA issue a call to action on runway safety back in 2023. They brought together airlines, airport operators, controllers, and pilot groups. And yet here we are still seeing incidents that raise questions about whether the message is getting through at the operational level. This affects you if you're a professional pilot watching the culture at your own operation. One of the most important things the safety research tells us is that culture flows downhill. When leadership treats safety as a genuine priority, not just a slogan on the break room wall, crews feel empowered to speak up, to call a timeout, to refuse an unsafe clearance. When leadership treats safety as a compliance checkbox, people cut corners. Not because they're bad pilots, because the organization has quietly signaled that efficiency matters more than discipline. For GA pilots, the parallel is your own cockpit culture. Do you actually run checklists, or do you flow through them from memory and skip the ones you think you've memorized? Do you brief the taxi route at an unfamiliar field, or do you wing it? The same systemic pressures that Frontier is alleging at American can creep into a two-pilot Part 91 operation just as easily. It's just that nobody files a lawsuit when you taxi past your turnoff at a towered field. There's also a broader industry angle here. Legal battles between airlines over safety culture set precedent. If Frontier prevails, or even if the case produces damaging discovery documents during the litigation process, it could force changes not just at American but across the industry. Airlines watch each other's legal exposure very closely. A finding of systemic safety deficiency at one carrier sends a signal to every other carrier's legal department that their own practices could be next on the chopping block. And let's talk about what the FAA's role is in all of this. The FAA has oversight authority. They conduct audits, they review safety management systems, they can issue fines and enforcement actions, but the FAA has also been stretched thin. They're dealing with controller staffing shortages, certification backlogs, and a modernization effort that never seems to move fast enough. So the question becomes, if one airline is alleging systemic safety failures at another airline, what does that say about the effectiveness of the regulatory oversight that's supposed to catch these problems before they become lawsuits? That's not a rhetorical question. It's one the FAA is going to have to answer, whether in a courtroom or in front of Congress. I'll also point out that the timing here matters. This second lawsuit comes as the industry is pushing hard to return to pre-pandemic operational tempo. Airlines are flying full schedules, hiring aggressively, and in some cases putting newer, less experienced crews and ground personnel into positions that used to be staffed by veterans with decades of institutional knowledge. That's not unique to American. That's an industry-wide reality. But it's exactly the kind of environment where systemic weaknesses get exposed. One more thought on this: if you've ever listened to ADIS before, you know I'm not in the business of picking sides in corporate disputes. What I am in the business of is connecting the dots between what's happening at 35,000 feet and what matters to you at your home airport. And what matters here is the principle behind the accusation. Safety culture is not a poster on the wall. It's the thousand small decisions made every day by every person in the operation. From the chief pilot to the newest ramp agent, when those decisions consistently prioritize doing it right over doing it fast, you have a healthy culture. When they don't, you get incidents. And when incidents repeat, someone's going to use the word systemic. We'll keep watching this case as it develops. The discovery phase alone could be revealing. That story came by way of simple flying. You can find more on this and the rest of the day's aviation news at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower. Fly safe out there and keep your head on a swivel. On the ground counts too.